95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Riggs, Steve, Josh, S.R. Perot, back in the house. A Morning Hog brew review. What's up, dude?
Yeah. What's up?
Welcome back, baby.
What's going on?
Jags playoff weekend. That's what's going on, baby. Woo! We get psyched up for the Jags. Now, here's the thing.
What?
I said I don't want to peak too early.
Sorry. I feel like this is a Friday. Full 180 from the regular season, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay, all right. Oh, it's completely different. Yeah, we didn't get this psyched up about game days. But since we had a playoff matchup with the Chiefs tomorrow, we were trying to figure out, like, you know, how do we, what do you go, beer before liquor, liquor before beer? What do you, and so you said, I got something for you.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Why can't we do all those things?
Let's do it all. Yeah, let's do exactly. All of it.
So I got some new stuff from White Claw. I got a couple of new flavors of their original hard seltzer.
Ooh.
And then they've finally come out with their RTD, their vodka base.
Oh.
As well.
All right.
So we're going to start off with one of their new flavors, which is blackberry.
Okay.
These are found in six-pack individuals now.
Okay.
Or they were not previously available.
Really? Okay.
And, I mean, we all know about White Claw at this point, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Like grandma and grandpa know
they're about it. They mastered it.
Right.
They're like the masters of canned...
smells delicious.
Seltzers.
Right. So hard seltzer, category that's been growing for years and years and years.
It's got berries.
There's no signs of slowing down. Well, ooh. Slowed down a little bit, but it's just kind of leveling out. Let's put it that way.
It's plateaued.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, 100 like it calories. Blackberry flavored.
You thank know, you.
5% alcohol, so more than your domestic beer.
Thank you for looking out for us still in the calories, because Steve and I, again, still in theory running that half marathon in a couple weeks. So I think this will help us. I mean, basically, this is training you're seeing right now.
I'll gladly watch you do that.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not. I may be watching me too, hovering above myself as it collapses. But this is again refreshing.
Right,
it's got the right amount of flavor. Mm.
Exactly. So these are
perfect.
Their original, you know, hint of flavor line.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not those ones that are going to smack you right in the face.
Right.
But you know, it's blackberry. It's kind of sitting on the back end there.
Right.
Still lots of bubbles, effervescent. You know, just a classic White Claw with blackberry.
Yeah, and don't forget about blackberry. When you make your own berry chart at home, maybe you're like, oh, strawberry and, you know, boysenberry, whatever. Blackberry's a solid one. It's a good one. Look it up.
Right? You know, that is my goal for 2023. What's that? We are going to have a berry board posted in here somewhere.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed that they put this very, like, it's things in the way. I told my bosses, they were like, no, we need the hog logo. I'm like, yeah, but we need a berry chart, bro.
That just gives me a mounting service.
Yeah.
Or a surface.
They were like, once a week you need a berry chart. I'm like, no. 7 day a week for us. All right. So what else you got to serve up for some White Claw?
So I'm going
to
split this up a little bit. We'll talk about the next original flavor on the back end.
Okay.
We're going to get into these vodka sodas, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh boy.
Okay. Nice call. Nice call.
So, you lost me at vodka.
Lost you or got you?
Got me.
Oh, okay.
Josh is like he's like a QB. He just called an audible.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Kill, kill.
Got to make it interesting. It don't always work, but I think it will here.
Like it.
So one thing you'll notice right off the bat is the can looks a little different. Oh. Check out the YouTube channel.
Very decorative.
You know, so a little bit more colorful rather than that classic clean white can. It has, you know, a fade about halfway up. And it says White Claw Spirits on it.
Oh, okay.
I was not aware before these came out that White Claw actually does a vodka by itself. Like a
really?
A full strength vodka.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm, I had no idea. Go buy a bottle.
Just seems like that's just an easy way to get into this, right?
Shoot. All right.
So we're going to try peach first.
Next time I hit the club, I'm going to get a bottle service from White Claw.
The first thing I noticed is there's a little bit of color in there.
Yeah.
Right? Which you do not typically see with White Claw.
Look at that.
But that's light because hint. This is filtered vodka, right?
Okay.
With real juice.
Oh. Man, that smells so delicious already.
Personally, I've been really enjoying these the vodka-based ones because they are super clean.
Oh, it is.
Dude.
Oh, it's way smooth.
Uh-oh. I really like that.
Right. Oh, I can see where this could get.
Super, I mean, and
all day for me. Yeah.
There's no real afterbite or anything. Just super clean.
That's really good.
So they do something, and I had to look this one up. On the box here, it says vodka plus soda, and then it says triple wave filtered vodka. We've all heard of triple and quadruple filter and all that crap where you can pour it through your coffee filter or something like that if you buy the cheap stuff.
Right.
But on here, it says this is filtered or distilled 5 times, then filtered 3 times using the pressure equal to a 30-foot wave.
Ooh, I like that.
So they're literally taking the word White Claw, like which is a wave, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
A White Claw and a wave.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Steve connecting the dots for the first time in 3 years.
You learned me something.
But, you know, to take something that is part of your branding and actually do something with it is kind of cool. You know what I mean?
It's very cool.
Right but, on.
Yeah, that's very good.
That is a very solid wave of flavor, too. I like that a lot. I mean, it's more flavor forward, right?
It has a little bit more flavor, but I think that has a lot to do with instead of an essence of fruit, they are using real fruit juices.
I like that. Okay.
But the other cool thing are these are still 100 calories.
Again, what we need right now. Perfect.
These are a little bit lower ABV, and I think it's just to keep it in that calorie range, but they are 4.5%, which is still more than your typical domestic.
Let's just round up to 5.
Right. And what flavor is this now?
Whoa. So we are doing pineapple.
Ooh. I thought you were going to say lemon.
It's going to be a Riggs favorite right here. Riggs favorite.
Man, the nose on confirmed, all of these.
Confirmed Riggs
immediate.
Yeah, there's no mistake in what they are.
The nose is very prominent.
I like me some pineapple.
And I like that they're not getting cute about the flavors. There's not a whole bunch of like 14 fruits shoved in there.
No.
Peach.
Right. Pineapple.
And you're not getting an alcohol taste. Right. I'm not getting an
it's
alcohol
so
taste.
It's so clean that I'm not getting anything.
No.
These could be really dangerous, but a lot of fun.
Right. And at 4.5, you could maintain that fun for a minute.
So speaking of which, these come in an 8-pack.
Okay.
So 8-pack variety. Most of the RTDs out there do that. Just kind of keep pricing
two of each
affordable. You know what I mean? Yeah. But yes, two flavors of each.
So you've got the math covered for you.
You know, these are literally just hitting the market.
Good.
So you're definitely going to want to check out the website.
Well, you want to go to srprot.com/beerfinder for sure. That's a great place to go.
Exactly.
But you can hit those stores. I guess they'll be hitting shelves maybe by the time you hear this, or go in and pound on the table and demand, I saw this or heard it on 95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Brew Review.
Anytime you don't see a product somewhere, ask somebody at the front desk and tell them you want it there.
Boy, you get a lot more unopened cans over there, buddy.
You want to take a break?
Let's fix that problem on the back end. Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh S.R. Perot. We'll be back on 95.7 The Hog.
Cheers.